I always love when you get like, yep, it'll be on your left. Always think it's so funny when you get like work with a photographer and you get naked, like, and they act like they've never seen a before.
Oh, I know.
And they get right up in there and they're just like, wow.
Oh, the worst.
Oh my God. Wow. It sounds like girls who, when they're in a scene and they're like, oh my God. It's like, can you say anything else right now?
The worst is when it's an anal scene for me and just like dead ass stare at my butthole and they're like, oh my God, it's real. And I'm like, have you never seen an ass before? Like, I know you've done doggy style before.
Yeah.
I know you have.
That's like a whole thing that I was seeing on the internet too recently of like this girl just like, when we're in doggy, do you look at the butthole? It's like, of course they f***ing do. It's right there on display.
Just cover
it up. Like, no, I can't look at it right now.
Those girls, I'm like, have you never strapped a girl before? Because I, for sure, look at the girl's butthole.
Yeah, you have to. It's there looking at
and
you.
And I'm touching their butt. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so pretty.
Yeah. Or you spit on it. Like, whatever. Like, yeah. There's so many different options. Let's play the intro and then I will give you your intro.
Yeah.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self work, and we laugh through the chaos, one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale? Send it to twndpodcast@gmail.com or 702-900-6446 for your voicemails. Subscribe, share, and leave a rating because nothing turns me on like a little validation. And as always, thanks for coming this week. Welcome back to the show. Today I have an amazing guest with y'all. Now, if you have been listening for any amount of time, you will have seen multiple episodes with Ivan, the producer, and he always has amazing stories to share. Now, on the most recent episode with Ivan, we had a little discussion about a rainbow puke scene that someone had just an astonishing concept for that I would have never imagined myself because, as y'all know, fear of puke. So joining us today is the amazing, the creative, the talented, and the stunning, my goodness, Taylor Nicole.
Hey everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. I'm so excited. It was so cool because as soon as that clip got posted, someone tagged you like immediately. They're like, I already know
everyone
this scene.
Knew before he even said it. They're like, Taylor, you should message her. You should DM her. You should be on there next. The amount of messages I got.
Well, I'm glad that we're able to make it happen because my God, I'm just like curious because for me, as someone who is like so afraid of puking, like puke free since 13 years old, so yeah. How do you come up with the concept of like monetizing that?
So I always knew that there were weird fetishes out there.
Yeah.
I always knew. I was always more into the kink BDSM side of porn in general. I started in the kink community before I ever did porn.
Okay.
So I knew weird things were out there. I didn't know you could get paid to do them.
You're just like, wait. I could have been monetizing this whole time.
I was like, oh, like every hangover. Like,
oh my gosh.
And then one thing led to another and I kept meeting more people. And a lot of my fans always came from overseas. So okay. I kept getting requests for weirder and weirder things. And I got one custom request that was for a puke scene.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I can do this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't even conceptualize, like, making myself, like, I can't, like, does it just not bother you, like, at all? Or is it, like, actually harder than...
So, I can't puke, like, up normal food. Like,
yeah. That's what Ivan was saying. Like, you make a little smoothie.
Like, how I was taught to do it, well... The first time I ever did anything puke related was with a male talent. He had asked me, he was like, would you be down to try this?
Dang.
And I was like, sure. So I ate a cup of noodles and I puked up noodles all over him.
Oh my gosh.
And that wasn't horrible. But then as I got deeper and deeper into it.
Yeah.
And I worked for Facial Abuse and I worked for Black Payback and a couple other companies that do puke stuff.
Okay.
I learned it's apples. apples and
because then it's like applesauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a very, very interesting concept. I could have never conceived of that before. Like, of course, I always see, you know, the stuff, especially back in the day of like the porn wars, like you just find the most you can and send it to everybody and it gets progressively worse as you go. But it's like, as far as meeting someone who's actually done in the content, I feel like most of the times it's just like amateur people that you like never see again. But like, you've made this whole like brand of like wild alt stuff, and it's very interesting.
Oh yeah. And it's crazy because I always tell people, sometimes I wish I was just like the girl next door with tattoos that could just like herself with a dildo,
yeah,
and everyone loved it. But then I realized in my mind how bored I would be,
yeah,
the entire time.
That's fair. I mean, you can always make the other stuff too if you need a break from like puking or whatever, besides just puking, because you definitely don't just make puke content. Like, that's just how I first heard of you. So like, what is like some of the other type of content that you make? Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
I do a lot of anal. I do a lot of more intense, like hardcore scenes. I've been doing a lot more girl-girl recently, which has been a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
I love playing with colors, lights, like different locations. I love building sets.
I love building sets. What do you build them? Like, we were talking a little bit before rolling, but like at your space, or do you like find other places to kind of set up and build in a space and take down, or?
So I'm lucky that I live in a really like nice, I live in a nice house that has a lot of room in it.
Yeah.
For me to just be like, okay, what can I do with this wall today?
Yeah,
I love that. And if I can't build it, or I'm always on Airbnb or Peerspace looking for just interesting designs.
Yeah, because it's fun. Like, because you can make content like as a content creator, and a lot of people just do this. Like, you set up the iPhone, it's always in the same area, the same bed, like whatever. But it does get so boring, especially when you've done it for a long time. Like, how long have you done it? Because you mentioned you knew Ivan for 10 years, but was that?
That was before I did porn. I met Ivan before I was even in porn.
Back in like the kink scene type stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like stripping at the time, and I met him at my first AVN.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Nice. There is a video somewhere in the depths of one of our Google Drives or Dropboxes.
There's just too much.
it's so funny. I need him to find this video.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a video of him shooting a money gun at me and like three other girls.
Oh my God.
In his full, like, think like 10 years ago, Ivan.
Yeah. That's crazy. My gosh. I haven't even known Ivan that long, but I always see like the stuff that he shares on Instagram from like the flashbacks and stuff. It's kind of crazy, like, the amount of wild things that I've experienced just like through the porn industry that have nothing to do with porn. Like, cause you were mentioning like the money gun and stuff. And I remember there was a cam girl party way back in the day where it rented out like one of the little hotel, the boutique hotel.
Oh, like the Artisan or something?
Yeah, they changed like names 50 million times because they can't keep someone owning it. But they had the, what do you call it? The boring gun, the one that's a flamethrower.
Oh, yes.
And I got to use a flamethrower in a pool. I was like, this is the craziest. Like, what else in your life are you going to experience these little random memories that you'll maybe be able to remember when you're old that just like keep you through? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so true. Like, a lot of what we do and even a lot of the events we go to, there's always something so interesting happening.
Yeah, there's always a story for later. For
yeah. Sure. Like, the memories and just the experience I've been able to have that have nothing really to do with sex or porn or anything.
Yeah. Because that's the job, not like everything else around it. You know what I mean? Because like, it's a job that you like doing, all that kind of stuff, but there's just so much that like, I don't know, rotates and circles around it that you're just like, I can get a little piece of all this stuff everywhere.
Yeah,
that's cool. As far as AVN, so I don't know that you did actually say, how many years have you been?
This will be my fifth year.
Okay, cool. Nice. Yeah. Dang. What made you decide to actually like take the leap from this is just something that I'm doing for fun to like I'm going to actually be a performer and so make content.
So I started as a cam girl.
Okay,
so
nice.
So I was a cam girl from like 18 to, I want to say like 20.
Okay.
And I was running cam houses in Austin, so I was there like all the time. Sick. I had my own cam brand. And growing up in Los Angeles, I grew up in the Valley, like Chatsworth area.
Oh, wow. Chatsworth. Okay.
Like, I grew up very close to there.
Yeah.
So at one point, I was talking to a friend. And I was like, what if I just did it? What if I did it once?
Yeah.
Like, and at that point in time, because the first time I ever did porn was pre-COVID when you had to still have an agent. OnlyFans barely existed.
Yeah.
Didn't exist. So you had to like go find an agent, and that's how you found people.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna walk in.
Yeah.
I'm like 20, 21. I think I was like 20.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna walk in. I'm gonna see.
Yeah.
And they said yes. And I did my first scene ever was the most stereotypical first thing you could ever do.
Tell me.
I did casting couch.
Oh, perfect.
And I got told to look more scared when I was on set.
You're like no, play up the fear factor.
We had to cut like 4 times because I got told I looked like I was enjoying it too much.
Oh, like no, more fear. We want the browser's fear.
He's like, we want you to look like you don't want to be here. And I'm like, why?
But I do want to be here.
But like, I'm having fun. They're like, you're having too much fun.
Oh man, that's so funny. It's kind of an interesting concept of like the whole casting couch thing of like, especially like, no, look more afraid. We want you to look afraid. We look like you don't want to be enjoying this. It's like, wait, I don't know if that's healthy.
Right? Well, the problem is they get so many, all these new companies get so many girls that look like that though. They look so scared.
You're like, don't you want to like throw up my excitement into the mix? Like, don't you want to just switch it up a little bit? Like, I'll actually look like I'm enjoying it because nobody else does.
Nope, it wasn't the vibe.
Oh man, that's crazy. So do you shoot more, like, I don't know if all is necessarily mainstream, but do you shoot more for like companies or for your own productions?
So I did the company circuit. I've worked for Browsers, I've worked for Team Skeet, I've done Kink, I've done Black Payback, Evil Angel, I've done all of them.
Yeah.
And what I realized is, as much as I love shooting pro, and I love the experience of doing it and like almost like the notoriety of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bored all the time.
That's why I stopped.
So bored on set. I'm like there for 6 hours, like twiddling my thumbs.
And when you shoot content yourself or when you're booking your own production, you know that it doesn't have to take that much time.
It takes 2 hours.
So you're like, why are we going through all of this for like no reason? Is it just so that the people who are taking the photos can go, oh my God. Oh yeah, just like that. I'm like, what are we doing here? Because I have things to do. Like, there's, if you think about how much time you spend, and you're like, if I took this 6 to 10 hours, like, because some set days are just so fucking long. You're like, if I took that time, I could have had content prepped for 6 months. Like, what are we doing?
I could have gone through all my customs. I could have done 2 live shows. I could have shot a collab with someone.
It's not worth like the rate. Like, and it is a good experience. Like, I think especially when you are a new performer, it's definitely good to have the set experience. But once you have it, if you're the kind of person like you, where you're like, I have these things I want to do, I have these things I want to make, then it becomes soul sucking. Because at first it's very exciting because it's new. It's like getting like new pussy for the first time. You know what I mean?
It is. And it's so much fun. And like the makeup artist and like the lights and the glitz and the glam of it. And I understand why people enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I like having more creative power.
Yes.
And I like having more creative freedom.
Yeah.
To shoot what I want to shoot, how I want to shoot it, when I want to shoot it.
Yes, like with who, because sometimes even with scenes, you don't even know who you're going to be shooting with until they're there and you're like, hello, it's nice to meet you, I'm about to eat your box. So it's like, do you know what I mean? And then sometimes you'll be preparing for one person because they do tell you ahead of time, and then you show up and it's someone that's not there because they canceled and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh man, it's just, but it definitely is that thing, because I remember when, you know, I first started shooting a bit of mainstream, which I don't do anymore. And like I've said, because people ask like, oh, you quit, you retired. I didn't. It's just like this situation where I have things that I want to make and I feel good making the content that I want. I think that shines through in the stuff that you do create, like with your rainbow vomit fucking thing. Like, Browsers isn't going to shoot that.
Even if we tamed it down a little bit and just like did rainbow and like rainbow colored lube. So I just got sponsored, side tangent.
Yes.
I just got sponsored by this lube company.
Oh, cool.
That makes neon like black light lube.
Oh my God, that's so cool. That's really cool.
And I'm so excited to use it. I haven't tried it yet. I really hope it's good.
Let me know, because I would do that. I'm thinking like cum shots to the face in like different colors, like lube shots. That would be so sick.
Yeah, right.
That'd be cool. And then you get all like the stuff and it's all dripping down your body and different. That's so cool.
Yeah. I know.
We could do like a neon lube bukkake.
Exactly. But things like that, who's going to shoot that? No. Like, I'm going
to. Exactly. See, there you go. But I think that's what's so cool, because it is like that whole like new pussy thing where it's like, oh, this is so cool, it's exciting. Or even if you're gonna, it's like a new director, even if it's for the same company, you're like, maybe it's gonna be like something else, maybe it's gonna be this fun dynamic, and it all kind of ends up being the same. Like the amount of times that I have knelt behind a bathroom door and licked the inner labia thigh of someone while she talks to her husband through the door, and he somehow doesn't see me eating box from the back, then it's just like, I've done this so many times, like it's not.
Or like the amount of times me and the director have, like, I've just been on my knees on the floor as the guy is prepping for the cum shot,
yeah,
and me and the director are just bullshitting for 5 to 10 minutes
just like, oh are you ready now?
Just the amount of times I've sat on like the tile floor just like, all right guys, let me know.
No, I haven't shot like mainstream boy girl. It's one of the things, like, at some point, because I've heard so many stories about sometimes the pop shot taking forever. I've heard it from Ivan, I've heard it from other directors, I've heard it from performers, and everybody's just like, what are we doing? Why is it taking so long? Is it ever just like, come on, look at me, just come. Like, do you know what I mean?
I'm pretty lucky. I don't really have any mainstream or even like collab horror stories.
Oh, good.
Like, I really don't. I've been pretty blessed, like, knock on wood, to not have to work with anyone super shitty.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't understand it. Like, if I was a guy, I feel like I would just have, and especially with AirPods now and how tiny they are, like, I would just have some earplugs. Mm-hmm. And I would have some porn like queued up on my phone that I knew got me there.
Yeah.
Or like I'd use my imagination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I have heard too, though, that a lot, I don't know if this is the same. And like I said, I haven't shot mainstream boy girl, but like with those issues, I've heard that some male performers are using a lot of like just the medication to get them hard. And it becomes like a thing of almost being reliant on that to get hard in the first place, which I'm like, damn, dude, that must fucking suck. Like,
So I don't know what happened. Probably within the last year, it's just become so just prominent in the industry for collabs, pro sets, like,
do you know what's everything. Funny?
And they're all taking Trimex. And I'm like, what is happening?
It's interesting too, because I remember like, you didn't really hear about like ED medication much growing up. I mean, maybe it's just because I don't have a penis or erectile dysfunction, but I feel like now I hear it on like every single podcast, Blue Chew, Hims, like the, you know, all or the like different Curse, kinds of stuff.
There's like 10 different of them you can get delivered to your house. Yeah,
I'm
now.
Like, how many different medications do you have to take to get horny? Like, are we just on too many medications? Because I feel...
Like, can we just take a step back, please? Like, can we just use our imagination? Because I know, especially when I'm on set, even, like, my own set, if I want to do, like, if I want to squirt, like, no matter how turned on I am in that moment, no matter how much fun I'm having, I'll just, like, close my eyes and, like, just imagine whatever is, like, on my brain that day that's just, like, gonna get me there.
Oh, I love imagining. I don't need porn. Now, I've watched porn. There is porn that I enjoy or have enjoyed consuming. But now that, I mean, once you do it, also, it's like... Oh, I know that person. And then it's just like, it's fucking ruined.
Problem. I can't watch porn anymore. I'm like, I know too many girls. I'm like.
But even when I was younger, like if I'm like looking up porn, it was to be like, I just want to know what it looks like. I want to know. Like, it wasn't like, it was like a study. It wasn't so much of a like flicking the bean situation. It was like, how does sex.
Yeah. Sex.
What do genitals look like? Do mine look normal? Like, do you know what I mean? And I would always have like the imagination of things. But if you're someone that likes to use your imagination for getting yourself there, then that's why you're probably really amazing at making content, because you just have it in you already.
Yeah. Like, even when I was first starting to watch porn, it was more of a, I wanted to know what was out there. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily I want to get off.
Yeah.
It's just more of a, I just want to see, like, and like scroll through everything.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that I always preferred like reading smut novels or like those little comics, like, yes. Oh my God, like comics or like novels. I want to read it and then I want to imagine it.
Yes, girl. I was talking about this the other day I'm not sorry about what I'm about to say. I know I've talked about on last three episodes. Suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. I'm writing a whole fantasy smut series.
Ooh.
So it's not heavy on the smut, but the smut is heavy. And it's big, like, story-based. But anyway, I was talking about this because, like, with the whole thing of liking to read and then imagine in your own brain what, you know, you're talking about. I used to do fan fiction role play forums.
I used to do that, too.
What the hell?
I used to write, like, so I went to art school. Okay. And, like, I have my art degree.
Yeah.
So I used to, like, draw for, like, certain fan fictions. So they had, like, little illustrations to go with their stories.
I love that. I love that so much.
Oh, no shame in it either.
No shame. Like, I even think about it now, I think it's so funny, but I'm like, it was destined that I was going to do something like this, even though, like, I know I've said, and people are like, oh, like, it wasn't your choice to get in. Like, it wasn't, but I think it was just destiny. It was just made to be, because when I think about, like, how fucking horny I have always been, and not even, like, for a particular person or this and that, but, like, even just humping a pillow and thinking about, like, all these things, not realizing I was masturbating, being fascinated with the human body and, like, just,
and especially what the human body can do,
like, oh my God, I didn't even need my crush to like me, because I just had every different fantasy playing out in my head of, you know, when he'd take my virginity. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way, but it doesn't matter, because it happened like 50 different ways in my head, so.
Right. And like, I feel like that also, that's how I feel too, because I'll just imagine like 50 different scenarios of this guy that I'm probably, even if I'm never going to meet him,
yeah,
ever, and I just have a crush on him. Like, yeah. I've already dated him 60 times in my head, yeah, and we're good now.
Yeah, we're fine. And it's out of my system. I came a few times. Thank you, you know, for the thoughts, and God bless.
Yeah. And it's like, perfect. I had a full blown relationship for a good 3 hours with you, and now we're good.
Yeah. Like, my clit is engorged right now because I've just been masturbating about this for hours. But, like, it's fine. Got you out of my system. It's good.
Oh, 100%. Like, and it's just one of those things that certain people, like you and me, are destined to do something like this because we actually enjoy doing it.
Yeah, and it's not even that you, because I know that some people, like, go into it, and I've heard stories of, like, I wanted to do this. This was, like, my dream to do this. This was never something I could have ever conceived of myself personally doing, but it all makes sense going full circle. Oh my gosh. Do you, like, what kind of, because you're kind of, I feel like, very alt, very, like, goth mommy. Like, what were you like in high school, or do you not talk about, like, past?
Oh, I talk about, I have nothing off limits on the internet,
cool,
at this point.
Perfect.
Like, it just comes to a point in your careers, in your life, where you're just like, I'm just here now.
I'm the same. I share almost everything. So I just, like, sometimes I'm like, should I have shared that? Like,
oh, whatever. I am the definition of TMI.
Yeah. Like, well, see, perfect. Because I'm just curious, like, when people get into a job like this, and whether they planned or not, but you were already into kink before. So I'm just kind of curious, like, the different kinds of people who end up in a field like this.
So I am an only child. So I have only child syndrome. And I grew up full tomboy. Full, like,
same.
Boys' clothes, short hair. I
climbing
played football
trees
for
and
8 years.
Yeah.
Like, I played football, like, with, like, tackle football.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Pop Warner.
Dang.
For 8 years.
Holy crap.
Like,
that's
I
so cool.
I used to dye my hair black.
Yeah. Oh, I had my black hair phase. Oh, like, yeah. So black that in the sun, I'm like, but in the sun, it's purple.
Uh-huh.
Like it's, my emotions. Yes. They're just complicated. You wouldn't understand.
The whole frying your hair off at home, like,
oh,
one time.
Oh, my God. So many box mixes from Walmart. I'd come home with my little secret stash. I'm in the bathroom. My mom's like, what are you doing? Nothing.
I was like, why is my shower blue now? I'm like, don't ask, Mom.
Oh, my God. Crazy, though. But were you, like, as a tomboy, like, I don't know, like, growing up in California is totally different. I grew up in the Midwest. So were you, like, bullied at all? Or were you just kind of, like, your own person? Like,
I was fine until, like, middle of junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Because I was really smart. I was doing sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also just a nerd because I liked anime, and this was not when it was cool to like anime.
Yeah, not like, when people would actually make fun of you for it instead of everybody's obsessed with anime now.
Yeah, and I used to like to read. That was also not a thing.
Oh, girl. I was such a reader. I didn't have any friends. I'm like, I had composition notebooks where I would like write down the book that I read and then how many times I read it with like little check marks next to little tally marks, because that's how many friends I didn't have. So I understand the reading.
Yeah, like I didn't really ever have like a good, like a I would call them like real like friends, like when I was a teenager. And then because I grew up with all the boys in a very small, like in a small town outside of the valley where we all went to school together the entire time. And I was friends with all the boys. So once all the girls' hormones started happening, they got really jealous and like really angry that I'd been best friends with their boyfriend for like 8 years. And I'm like, I want nothing to do with your man.
Yeah. Like, we just talk. Like, I think he's terrible.
Like, we just go ride dirt bikes together, and then I hear all about you.
Yeah.
And, like, everything wrong with women.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to be hearing this. It's just that we happen to have the same interests. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Being homeschooled, I didn't, like, have, I wasn't around that many other people.
Yeah, I got like pulled when I was, like, 14. I was 13, I think.
Oh, really?
I got pulled and homeschooled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're making some progress. I started getting homeschooled in fifth grade, which is like the worst time to start it. It's like you might as well have just kept it like the whole time, because that's when kids start getting fucking mean. You know what I mean?
See, like, and I loved school, so I wouldn't let my mom pull me. So she should have pulled me.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Like she saw it. She was like, I'm just going to take you out now. I like would cry. Be like, no, I love school. And then like I would get into fights. And she'd be like, this is why.
Okay, we're quite similar. Like, okay, so I had these, like, I remember having to do these tests. Like, I've said this before, but, like, I was in little speech therapy class because I had a really bad lisp. Did you?
I did. I was in speech therapy, reading, and math because I was super dyslexic.
Okay.
So I would stutter.
It was lisping for me. I was just curious because we had this weird, like, exercise we had to do. And tell me if this, I don't know. We had like Skittles or M&Ms, and we have to put them on the tip of our tongue and like lift them up and down in our mouth to like train our tongue. And looking back at it, I'm like, that seems potentially like really dangerous, especially for like mouth breathers like us. Because what if we just like inhaled
death by Skittle.
Yes. But I didn't know if like what, if that was just like an our school thing or something, because everyone else thinks it's so weird, and it is weird thinking about it.
Yeah, no, we never did that. Mine was more based on like games that they had turned into learning games.
Okay.
And, but I also, because of this, I never got recess or lunch, because that's when I would have to go to my... Oh,
I was so pissed about missing recess for that fucking little just... Mm-hmm. Little tokens on your tongue. You can have this candy once you lift it 10 times up and down your mouth. This one piece of candy.
Why?
Oh, man, it's crazy. So as far as getting back in here, because are you Vegas local now?
Yes, I
am. Okay, cool. Like, how long have you been in the Vegas scene as far as...
I've been coming out here at least once a month for about 3 years. Okay. So I finally bit the bullet and I was like, I'm just going to move there.
Yeah.
And so I've officially been living here for a little over a year now.
Nice. Do you love it?
Oh, I love it. I've always loved Vegas.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's so funny, too. I don't know if you're a big, like, drinker or gambler.
Not or really. Anything. Like, occasionally, but...
I'm not... Like, I don't... Like, gambling, I'll sit with, like, a 20 at a slot machine if I am at a casino, like, for no reason. I know I'm going to lose it, but it doesn't, like, give me joy. But everyone's like, isn't it, like, so hard to live in Vegas with all the temptations? I'm like, the temptations are actually, like, outside of the strip. Like, oh, I should just fuck off all day and go up to the mountains, because there's mountains right there, or like the or Red Rocks.
I should just get lost in Red Rock.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Or you know, I could really do that hike to Lake Mead. I know I can do that by myself.
Yeah, like drive a little bit further and you can go on like a little kayak, like out in the river and stuff. There's so many fun locations that are just outdoors to like do shoots at, or just to hike in general. Or Pink Box Donuts, which is like one of the biggest draws of living in Vegas, if you're me personally.
You know, I've actually never had Pink Box.
Oh my God.
Everyone always is like, you need to fucking get it. And I'm like,
I need to order you some Pink Box right now? Because I will.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Because I will.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
But yeah, honestly, I don't do any drugs. No. I don't drink that much. Like, I'll go out with friends occasionally, but, like, I'm not, like, I'm a social drinker. Like, if I'm there and it's there, like, I'll have a drink or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a gambler besides, like, I'll put 20 bucks in, like, a really pretty slot machine and click the button.
I just want to make it, I want to have it make the sounds. It has to have something that looks like I'm about to watch, like, a 5-second movie.
Yes, like, it has to be one of the interactive. Yeah, the cows.
The cows are great. Moo. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner. If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Play Box has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Play Box and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out. Like, it's just, you know, something cool is going to happen, and it keeps, like, just dragging you along, and you don't get the full moos, but when that full moo goes up, you're just like, god damn.
Or there's the bird one where you have to make the chicken explode,
and then, like, it bonks
everywhere.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, besides that, honestly, like, Vegas, to me at least, doesn't really have temptations on the strip.
Mm-mm. No, I try to avoid it, actually, like, honestly, when I can, because it's congested. There's, like, so many people, and then it is a bunch of, like, drunk people, and I don't drink personally. So being around a bunch of drunk people isn't exactly, like, what I would call, like, a smashing good time.
Like, right. Like, I'm good on this one. No. Like, no.
It's crazy. Like, I used to love, like, before I lived in Vegas and when I was, like, younger and drinking a bunch, like, I loved the strip because I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go, like, party and do all this stuff. And now I'm just like, oh, I'm old now.
See, I like my, there was a point when I was moving out here, the local dive bar, they make the best bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, really?
And they put it on Texas toast.
What?
And they make garlic tater tots.
That sounds so good. I love Texas toast.
Right. So while I was moving here, I used to go to the bar, order food.
Yeah.
And eat, like, my tater tots and take my burger with me.
That's so
And I think I did that, like, I did that enough that the owner knew who I was.
That's awesome.
And I would never drink there.
Yeah.
And he would just be like,
just, oh, the regular.
The regular that wants the food.
Oh, tater tots hit. There's something about tater tots. If I'm alone with a tray of tater tots, I will feel unwell after, because
I'll eat all of them. I have no self-control.
There's no self-control. And I try to do the thing too. Like, I even like them. There's veggie ones that you can get that are like broccoli cheese or like cauliflower ones. Same thing. But I feel better about eating a whole bag of those than I do with like the Orida tater tots or whatever.
Sometimes you just need a bag of tater tots to get through the day.
You just do. Like, there's something that just like heals a part of like my inner child when I eat tater tots. I don't know what it is.
That's how I feel about like dino chicken nuggets.
You can also get veggie dino tots.
Really?
Yes.
I'll have to try those.
I love them. They have like, and they're cauliflower, so they look like just normal. They're very, you know, fooling. But throw those in the air fryer. Oh,
that sounds amazing. So good. That's going to be on the grocery list.
I love just like little finger food snack meals.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? Like, what do they call it? The girl dinner? Like, ooh, if you could just pick your girl dinner where your pantry and your fridge and your freezer has everything that you could want.
It's probably going to be some, like, veggie egg rolls, some type of potato, some type of potato, some type of salami and cheese, like, just, like, a type of meat.
A little bit of charcuterie.
Yeah, a charcuterie thing. And then usually, like, some type of chip.
Oh, love that. I love sun chips. There's something about sun chips that fucking hits. Have you had the spicy chili ones?
Yes, they're so good.
They're so good. I go to Australia every year because my man's Australian, so we always go back for his visa and fizz and family and stuff. And they have these things called grain waves. And I know there's Australian listeners out there, so tell me if you love these as much as I do, because it's one of my favorite parts of going to Australia. It's like I lisped right there. I fall back into it sometimes.
All of us do.
But the they're called grain waves, and it's like if a sun chip was thick, like if it had heft to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that sounds really good.
It's so, it's almost like, it's like a cracker version, almost like that's how thick and like dense they are.
Okay, so almost like a club cracker consistency.
But with, it's like the thickness of like, I'm trying to think, you know, like Wheat Thins?
Yeah.
It's like the thickness of a Wheat Thin, but with like the waves of like a sun chip. Oh. That same type of seasoning. So they're so good. And they're like the chili ones that they have, they're even better than here, but they're so amazing. See,
that's another thing. Like, I can't live in my house. Like, I buy it, it's gone. Like,
getting groceries for me is like, why am I doing this? Like, unless it's condiments, those will sit there in the fridge for like 5 fucking years. You come back, you're like, wait, this expired like 6 years ago. I haven't even lived here this long.
Right?
You take it from your last rental. You're like, I could use this ketchup at a future date.
Oh, 100%. There's just certain things that I buy. Like when I do my grocery shopping, yeah, I'll buy an extra of something because I know I'm just going to eat it as soon as I get home. Because it's my reward for going to the grocery store.
Exactly. I always love to look for like the, you know, buy one, get one free, or buy two, get one free. Well, now I have to have a third one. I don't want to tell you. I'm going through 2 boxes of Wheat Thins today. That's how it's going
to go. Oh, sales. If there's a sale, I'm a sucker.
Oh, yeah.
For a sale.
And then like, a week later, after like eating my way through all these groceries I didn't need, I'm like, oh no.
You're like, why am I so bloated? Why don't I feel good? I don't know what happened.
It's so crazy.
Oh no, you just ate like 3 bags of hot fries, like some chili cheese, like tater tots. Yeah.
It's literally better for me because if I don't keep like food that I want to eat in the house, I won't eat. It's not like that I won't eat. It's that it's more like I make the conscious decision to eat because like I like to have my one big meal at the end of the day and I'll be like, oh, it's this time. I should order some food, right? If I just have food sitting in the house all day, every time that I have any sort of thought, I'm like, there's Teddy Grahams. And those are in the pantry right now. Oh, there's some nice new pickles. Oh, there's these other things that I'm... What about that big loaf of bread? I could go through that in a day, I think.
Like, I'm a snack girl. I'm a picker. So yeah. I'll pick throughout the day.
Yeah, but I pick, but I keep going back and just like...
I know.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh my God, this was a full meal, actually. I'm proud of myself.
As I had the other day, I got these like little chocolate Teddy Grahams. They're so good, right? And I justify, I'm like, there's a lot of iron in these and apparently I'm anemic or whatever. So I was like, just taking little handfuls throughout the day. I open the box in the morning. It's like, I have a couple Teddy Grahams with my coffee. By the end of the day, there were no more Teddy Grahams. And I like, don't have like an actual recollection of like eating the Teddy Grahams.
That happens to me with Cheez-Its all the time.
Cheez-Its are so good.
I'll get like the fan, like the big box. Yes. I'll open it like
for me.
Around like lunchtime. I'll be like, oh, I just want a snack. I'm not super hungry. I'm still like, getting work done. I'm writing. I'm editing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna snack on these. I'm like, I'm just still snacking. Yeah. Like I look down, it's like gone.
Yeah.
I'm like,
That's why I have to like keep the box in the pantry because I justify it as like, if I'm gonna snack on this throughout the day, at least I have to walk there every single time.
I have to make this difficult for me.
Yes. And then I'll feel like I earned it when I get there.
Right. Or I'll be editing. I'll be like, okay, once I finish doing all of these edits, like this one big edit, and like I start all the uploading process, then I'll go get my snack.
Yeah, that's
I'll get my snack. I'll
if
come
I if I don't have food in the house during the day, that's like what I do with my meal. Like I look forward to my end of the day meal, and I think about it all day. Like, what am I going to order off of DoorDash?
Yeah.
Which place am I going to go? And I start like thinking about it in my mind, like pitching other restaurants against each other.
Like, have you ever like found the perfect like that? You've done that all day.
Yeah.
You've decided on the perfect restaurant.
Yep.
And for some reason it's closed. Can you go to order it?
So many times.
And then you're like, well, now I'm not eating.
Yeah.
Like
I'm like, at this point, my day is shot. Like,
I get so upset. I'm like, now it's over. The world is ending. I'm not hungry anymore. Cannot make me.
You can't make me eat ever again. I'm actually done eating. I'm just going to pass away.
Like, and then I will not order from that place on purpose for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so upset. Like, it's not their
like
problem.
They've done something wrong. You're like, they're gonna know.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
Because
they must recognize this name from how often I order from them. And they just had the audacity to be closed when I hungered.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. And then I'm like, no, nothing is good enough. Now it's like, say it's Chinese food. Now I'm not eating Chinese food for 2 to 3 weeks. I'm not doing it. Don't mention it. We're mad at Chinese food.
Oh, my God. It's so funny, too. Like, or what's actually worse, I think, than them being closed is when you get the perfect order and you're like, here it is. It's coming. It's on the way. And you watch it as it's being delivered. And then you open it. and it's not what the fuck you ordered.
Oh my God. Or they forget something.
Like one time. Listen, I like rolls. I don't want to tell you, like, I love rolls. And Cafe Zupas has, like...
Cafe Zupa is so good.
Oh, girl. Like, all the little sandwiches, you dip it in your little cup of soup. But I always get extra of the rolls, because the rolls are just... I don't know what they put in them, crack, maybe, but they're so delicious, and they're so fluffy. And I ordered, like, 3 extra rolls. It didn't come with any rolls, even the one that's supposed to come with, like, your little pick 2 meal. And then no extra rolls. So I'm just sitting there with like a sandwich. Like, what? I just dip a sandwich? That's it? Like, I don't get to gorge on rolls?
And like, then your whole meal is ruined because you had a way you were going to eat that meal.
Yeah. You split it up. First, you start with the little precursor, which is ripping off the pieces of the little roll and you dip it in. And then you get to half the sandwich. And then you eat 2 more rolls and then you eat the rest of the sandwich.
Okay, at least I'm not crazy. Like,
like, you just fucked this all up for me. Or I once had, I don't know, DoorDash, I feel like, has been getting kind of, like, off lately. I don't know if it's maybe just me or, like, the area that I'm in or whatever. But the other night, I had some dude deliver my food to, like, 3 neighborhoods over. And it was, like, delivered. So I was, like, sick. And I go outside. I'm like, but where? Was it delivered? I'm looking around, like, in my rose bushes and something. Like, what am I going to do? And then I see, like, the photo. And it's some house that I, like, don't recognize at all. It's like, here's where your food is. I'm like, but that's not where I am, right?
Oh, see, I'm banned on DoorDash for that reason.
Oh, really?
Because they messed up my food, like, back to back to back.
Yeah.
And they delivered it to the wrong place, like, right after that. So at that point, they just banned me. They're like, you're done.
What?
Because I complained too much.
But you're like, shouldn't you ban them as a fucking driver because they don't know where to deliver the food or to, like, hit you up?
Like, if, call me.
That's
there's
the thing.
A phone number on there.
It said delivered. So I saw the number of the person and I called them, right? Thinking, because at first I sent a text like, hey, that's the wrong house. They didn't say anything. I'm like, cool. I'm fucking hungry. So I'm going to call you. So I call them. This number is no longer in service. I'm like, how do you have a DoorDash account then if your phone number isn't in service?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like, what do you mean?
What are you saying? Like, and so I messaged, like, because they, like, had to, like, redo it. So they're sending out another driver and all that stuff. And then this person contacts me and he's like, they're trying to figure out at the restaurant where your food went. I'm like, I know where it went. That's why I told DoorDash. They delivered it to the wrong house. So then they tried to blame the restaurant for it instead of the Dasher. I'm like, that's not what I wanted to happen.
Like, you're like, yes, the Dasher is dumb. But at the same time, it's not
their fault. Yeah. Someone else got the food. I just don't know where it is.
Oh, my God.
I feel like quality control's it's lacking. I don't know what to say.
It is on all of the apps, on all of them. I don't care which one you use.
Uber, everything. It doesn't matter. Like, sometimes, you know, I think it really is that people just don't give a fuck anymore. And, like, in some ways, I, like, kind of understand. But when I tip you $15, it would be kind of nice if you, like, if you actually delivered the food.
Yeah!
Like, that's the only thing I have a problem with. Like, I understand this is convenience. I understand I'm being lazy. So I'm going to tip well because I understand that I could just go get this shit myself.
See, maybe I'm just a little jaded on it because living in California for so long, Uber, I know it's Uber Eats, like, for sure does this. They compensate their drivers. So if you're a driver and you don't make minimum wage for 40 hours in a week, they will pay you the difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know if it's like that in Nevada too.
Oh, no idea.
But they will pay you the difference.
That's cool though.
And so I have no sympathy for the drivers in California. I'm like, I get it. I'm being lazy and it's convenient and I'm still tipping. But at the same time, you're getting paid the same.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. Like, so can you just deliver it? Because that would be sick. Like, I'd appreciate that.
Can you do your job? If I have to do my job, you have to do your job.
Yeah. Like it's just how it goes. It's so weird. But I feel like that's even kind of that way. I think COVID changed how a lot of people. Maybe it's always been like this. Maybe I'm just getting out of the house more. I don't really know. Because I went through a divorce like right before COVID. So I think like life just changed a lot in general. But I feel like even people at like the stores, like cashiers or just people that you're like, hey, you work here. Do you know where this thing is? And they just look at you like you've killed their puppy.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking dare you make me like do my job? Like, I get that you don't want to be there. I don't want to be there either because I'm out in public and I don't want to be here. I'm trying to make this as seamless for both of us as possible. Like, you could just, like, let me know where things are without looking at me like that. Like, it's so weird.
You're a different species.
Yeah.
Like, you're an alien that just came down to Earth and is like, where are the Pop-Tarts? And they're like,
oh, you expected me to know where the Pop-Tarts are? I'm like, didn't you stock them? Like, I don't know.
Or just, like, point me in a general direction. Yeah, like, you don't have to be right.
You don't,
like,
you don't even have to know. You could just be like, I don't really know. You could try aisle whatever. I don't know. I would be so much happier with, like, you know, I don't know. Just tell me you don't know. That's sick. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't, like, have to be rude.
You don't have to know the answer to my question. You can just say you don't know. And I think that's what happened during COVID. I think that's the issue, is people stopped admitting when they were wrong.
Yeah. I think it is the thing. And it's also, like, it's funny because in person, right, it's like, well, I don't know, and I don't have the answer for whatever it is that you're asking or wanting to know, or any sort of resolution for something wrong that's happened. But on the internet, everyone knows what they're talking about. Everyone has the secret to fucking life, the secret to fitness, the secret to longevity, the secret for how to come better, for how to stop coming, what's going to fix your relationship, what's broken in yourself. And, like, it's like, you don't, nobody knows anything. No. You realize that, right? Like,
everyone's a motivational speaker on Instagram. It's fine. Everyone's a fitness model and a motivational speaker.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't motivate shit. Like, I can barely motivate myself most days. Like, I don't know how you have the wherewithal to wake up every day and be like, how can I not make a difference necessarily, but make people think I am?
Like, right? Oh, that's like how there's certain people. I know I don't do this on my platforms because I am, one, too lazy.
Yeah.
It's the girls that have completely separate, like, personalities and worlds, like, to their persona.
Yeah.
As who they are as a person.
It's a lot of maintenance.
I could never.
I'm
too lazy.
Mm-mm. And it's like, I feel like it just, it feels like you're almost playing a game, like, all the time that you don't really get to take a break from. Like, wouldn't it be so much easier to create content and to post on social media if you just had, like, even a bit of yourself in it? And I feel like that also comes off as more genuine to people who are going to be fans of you as well.
And that's why my fans really love, like, all of my content, because I genuinely look happy first. Like, 'cause I've seen, especially recently, I don't know what it is, I see so many clips of girls just looking miserable.
Yeah.
Like, while they're filming, or, like, whatever, like, is being filmed of them, they just look generally upset.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, we're selling a fantasy. So for me, it's kind of like, if you're not having fun, then it would behoove you to pretend.
Right?
Like, at the end of the day, you're just playing a role.
Yeah.
So, like, just try. It's just like a little bit. Yeah. Like, and it doesn't, even if you're, like, having a bad day or whatever, like, I don't know. Maybe I've just been masking for long enough that it's fucking easier for me. I don't know.
Maybe,
but
that's,
like,
my problem. Maybe I'm just way too good at, like, being a person.
I think so.
Or pretending to be a person.
I think there is a lot of, like, the neurodivergency stuff that works well and translates well into our industry, because it is kind of easy to step into those other roles. Like, when I did shoot mainstream, it was for MindGeek's umbrella company, so Blazers, Twisties, and I was always the ham scene. I was always the hot and mean scene. I am not a mean person. Like, I know people think I am, but it's just because I'm really blunt, and I think it turns people off.
I'm mean too. People are always, I was so scared to talk to you. I thought you would be so mean. And I'm like, I'm not.
I've had that so many times. So many AVNs of people coming, like, can I take a photo? And not even just fans.
Other girls are always like, oh my god, is it okay?
And I'm like, yeah, fucking, of course. You want me to lift you? I want to, like squish your butt? Oh, what do you want me to do? You want to touch my butt? And they're like,
I
thought you'd be like, I heard that you were so mean. I'm like, from who? Like, people who don't fucking, because you watched my scenes and I, like, told the girl that she was ugly and then licked her pussy. Like, why did you think that someone wrote that? It wasn't just, like, off the top of the noggin. Like...
Right. Yeah. I also get told I'm very mean.
But I like doing Dom, so it kind of works well with that. And I think one of the things about those, like, masking and figuring out how to, like, play to whatever audience of people you're around is, like, I was really bullied. So Domming works really well for me because I'm like, oh, I can just channel Regina George and I fucking got this. Like, fuck you, your dick is small, it could never please a woman, like, I don't give a fuck about it, I would rather never see it again in my life. I'm totally good saying all those kinds of things. It's good working in scenes where I get to be mean, because I know the things that are mean, I know they'll hit. But even after, like, if we have a cut or something, I'm like, just so you know, like, are you okay? Are you, like, whatever? Yeah. Because I want to check in. I'm like, just so you know, because I know that this is really believable, but I actually like you.
And I also feel like maybe it just comes with the neurodivergency in this industry. Like, if I'm having a really bad morning, mm-hmm. and then I know I'm supposed to film later, I can almost get myself into the character before we start, and then it, like, changes my entire day around.
Yes, it does.
Like, and then I'm so much happier the
rest of the day. I put on Molly all the time.
Yeah.
I have to. It's one of the things, too. I get, like...
Taylor's not upset. Taylor is here.
Yeah. Molly is here. Molly is here for this right now. And Molly is saying that you're being a little bitch right now, so I don't want to tell you. I even get that because I get kind of social anxiety with, like, not, like, just being out with people that I don't know and big crowds and shit like that. And it's kind of weird because now that I do have a life that is outside of just Molly, like, for a long time, Molly was mostly what it was, because, like, with my last relationship and all that. So coming out of it now, I'm like, well, I don't know how to put on the other me as easily. I don't feel comfortable in it as much. So I put on Molly for as much shit as I possibly can, because I'm like, this bitch hasn't figured out me, not so much.
Like, oh my. Yeah, I just finished my divorce like 6 months ago. Oh,
okay.
So, but
congratulations.
Awful relationship.
Congratulations then, yes.
Thank you. But I was making, after I moved to Vegas, I had started to make friends, but I don't know how to make friends. Like,
I don't either.
I'm like, what do I do?
They were like, why don't you just like go talk to people? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do I say though? Like, can I have a script? Like,
yeah. Just script it out for me. Get ChatGPT to make you an introduction to how to make friends.
Right. Oh, but because like, of me getting out of that relationship and actually making friends and now doing things with these friends, it's like weird. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
No.
Sometimes I feel like my life is fake now.
Yeah.
As like an actual person. I'm like, huh?
Yeah. Because you're like, what it's like? Dude, like, what? Who am I outside of this? Like, because you lean into that one character because that character has, and it's not even, because it's like, you know, not like we were saying earlier about an entirely different character. I feel like, and maybe you relate to this, like, Molly is all the things that I know that I can do, that I'm confident in, that I'm all this kind of stuff. But, like, because it's Molly, I don't have to feel the guilt for feeling that good about myself.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That's how I feel. Like, Taylor is everything I know I can do.
Yeah.
Or at least I can try and attempt.
Yeah.
And almost positive I can do.
And if I fail, haha, I don't give a fuck because I'm Molly. Like, why the fuck would I care about that? Because I tried, so it's more than you did.
Like it's your fault it didn't work. It's not my fault.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like this, not arrogant, it's like a fine line between arrogance and confidence.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, I am the shit.
Yeah.
And but I can't also do this.
Yeah, and I should feel good about this thing. And like, why would you shit on my happiness? Like, yeah. Type thing. But then sometimes you get into like the self-doubt of that. But I think it kind of is good because in a way, I think it could be very easy, I think, in a job like this or any sort of like influencer like type thing. I'm not saying that we're influencers, but anything where you have like a big audience of people who are just going to be like hyping you up all the time.
Yeah.
It's very easy to settle into something like a narcissist fucking total god complex where you don't give a fuck about anyone else but yourself. And I think it's good in a way to have all those things that you really do like about yourself and those things that you are confident in to kind of put into this character and be like, yes, everyone loves Molly. Everyone loves Taylor.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And I love her too. But people who are like, oh, this, like, you don't know me. You know pieces of me that I'm willing to share and that I've cultivated into this person that I feel super comfortable in the skin of. But, you know, it kind of gives you that bit of humbling because you're like, I know that there are things about me that if you knew, you probably wouldn't like or like
oh,
any
100%.
Of those kind of things. Because I don't like them. But I'm also not putting that into Molly because I'm creating a character for you to enjoy in a way all these different pieces of me. We all have bad habits and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually see no smoke. A delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND.
Yeah, and that's how I feel like when I created my persona, because I kind of took everything I wish I was, like, yes, when I was a teenager.
Yes.
Like every bit of that, like that I never thought I'd be able to achieve. And I kind of just built my character around that.
Yes.
And then it grew and it grew and it grew. And now I have imposter syndrome. Well, now I have imposter syndrome because I don't understand that, like, no, this is me. Like, yes, I am living my, like, 15-year-old, 16-year-old fantasy life.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, shit. And, like, it's reality. And now I have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is be home in my sweatpants.
Yeah. But then at the same point, do you get this too, where sometimes, like, you are in your comfy sweatpants mode, you're in that, like, home goblin phase, and you know that you have to go be Taylor, you know you have to go and be Molly, right? And you start to get like, oh, like, I don't want to, like, I want to just chill here in this. But then when you get into it, all of a sudden you're like, this is who I was all along.
Yes. Dude, so, like, what's also nice is, like, I built my brand on being a hot mess, so mm-hmm. I can show up in those sweatpants.
Hell yes.
Someday. Isn't be like, no, I'm this is not. What you're getting. You're getting my Ugg boots, my sweatpants, and my, like, crop top with my tits out.
Yes. Like, because it gives you that confidence, because it is the same thing. Like, yeah. I've had that too with, like, shoots where for a while I kind of felt like, oh, like, Molly has to be this, Molly has to be that. But the older I got and the more that I got out of said bad relationship and all that kind of stuff, the more I'm like, well, now I can inject even more of, like, the me into it. And I've even had fans be like, I've watched you for all this time, always been a fan, like, this and that, but you seem so much more.
Yeah, I've gotten that, like, too recently.
I'm like, yeah, because I'm not being fucking, like, throttled by the guy who's thrown me into walls and shit. Seriously? So it's pretty sick. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just gonna get weirder.
Right, that's what I tell everyone. I was like, 2025 is like, it's my year. I don't care. This is my year.
I've been saying the same.
Like,
girl,
if you want to be a part of my year, we can figure it out. But I'm in control for, like, the first time in, like, 6 years.
Yeah,
and I'm just running with it.
I love that. Year of the snake. All those big life changes. Yeah. All the rebirth. Regrowth, all that kind of stuff. It's very good. It's very exciting.
And I've had photographers, I've had fans comment on it. Mm-hmm. I've had other talent be like, I've been seeing what you've been doing. It's, like, fucking dope.
Yeah. And that feels good too, because you're like, I am being more authentically myself, even in this character of my authentic self,
right?
That I somehow can't fully claim, because that makes me feel guilty.
So true.
That's awesome.
So true.
Do you have any big, like, projects or anything coming up for this year that you're excited about that you want to tease at all? Or
so we just finished filming the Alcatraz prison series.
Oh my gosh. Ivan was telling me a little bit about that.
We just finished filming that DVD.
Okay.
So that's coming out this year.
That's so exciting.
I'm doing a Biohazard series with that neon lube, because it's green.
Yeah?
And
very cool.
I also have neon food dye to add to the other lube. So
that's cool.
See if I could do different colors.
Heck yeah.
But we're trying to figure it out how to do it with Alterotic, because I want to get a Biohazard tattoo next to my, because I have parental advisory.
Oh, cool.
Now you can't say I don't come with a warning.
Yes. Like, I love that.
So I want to get a Biohazard symbol on my other hip.
Yeah.
And then do, like, a crazy, like, colored lube, like,
that'd be very
DP,
cool,
like, crazy scene with that.
That's awesome.
And because I do puke stuff, I think it would also be hot if I puked up neon green.
Yeah, of course.
Like, in separate worlds.
Yeah.
But
that's cool. That's
awesome. Yeah. So there's that. I'm traveling a lot. I've been doing a lot of location stuff.
Okay. Cool.
During the next big convention out here in Vegas, which is the Alt Stars.
Okay.
We're doing...
You were nominated for something, right?
I saw
in your story, I think.
One of my videos that I produced got nominated this year. I was very excited.
Very cool. What is it?
It's called Slut Walk Arizona. So I have a whole series called The Slut Walk, where basically it's either at a content house or it's, like, where everyone's in hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I stage everyone and then I just run around fucking everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's so much fun. It's, like, one of the easiest shoots you can do.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, like, this last one was 30 people.
Oh, wow.
We had 30 people involved.
That's crazy.
And like, it was like 40 minutes. It was so much fun. It's full gonzo, old school gonzo.
In a scene like that, I'm just kind of curious because this is not stuff that I shoot. So it's like so fascinating to me. Like, how long do you get like with each person? Like to kind of condense it? Like how long does it? What's the circuit look like? Because you said it comes out to 40 minutes,
yeah.
But it's 30 people. So it kind of has to move quick, no?
Yes.
Or is it just cut together that way?
With that, I try to stage people in sections.
Okay.
So I try to have like 5 to 8 sections mm-hmm. of like a house or wherever we're at. That way the people are already in groups. So mm-hmm. if there's 2 girls and a guy, they're already having a threesome.
Oh,
and I just
perfect.
Like kind of walk in. I'm like, now Taylor Nicole is here and I'm going to suck
some
dick.
That's cool. Okay.
And then I'm there for about 5 minutes, like 5 to 8 minutes. And then I go, bye. And then I run away.
Okay, cool. I was thinking for something like everyone has their own room. And I'm like, it seems like it would take such a long time.
When I do it at content houses, the other talent like it too, because no matter where they're at, they can have their phone out.
Yeah, and they can have their own content being filmed.
And they get the whole, like, their own little, like, scene. Because they don't have to stop once I leave. Like,
yeah.
They can finish their scene.
Like, hi, bye.
Yeah, I'm just like, hi, bye. And, like, I don't need a cum shot from them either. So it's like, you can
because that's not the whole point of, like, the circuit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But those are always fun to do.
That's very cool. Sick. Well, if you are into doing girl content, I think we could do probably some fun stuff. I'm not going to puke. I like you a lot. I just personally can't.
I never force anyone to do any fetishes. Like, especially, I call them extreme fetishes because mm-hmm. that's what I was always told they are.
Yeah.
They're way more mainstream now than they ever were.
They are getting more and more mainstream from stuff I've seen for sure.
But I always preface it with, yes, I shoot a lot of fetish,
mm-hmm.
but it's to whoever I'm working with's comfortability.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just going to pee on you.
No. I don't think you are. I'm just letting everyone else know out there because y'all always want to push my boundaries. And you are amazing. I just can't.
It's okay. You can put your hand in my butt.
Perfect.
There we go.
Sounds fun. Like, honestly, I think it'd be really fun to create content. I'm always looking for new people to shoot with and you seem super awesome.
Yeah.
So, and thank you for joining today. This was very cool. Where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me on Twitter at @XXXTaylorNicole and on Instagram under Taylor_NicoleKitten.
Awesome. This has been super fun. And then everybody else, please follow the podcast on Instagram at @TWNDpodcast. You can follow me on Instagram at @ThisRedheadIsSFW. You can find YouTube episodes at youtube.com/@TWNDpodcast. And I meant to say video episodes and I said YouTube episodes, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It's the same thing.
It's the same goddamn thing. So your homework for this week is to go check out Taylor Nicole wherever you can and all that will be linked in the description below. Please be subscribing, liking, sharing with a friend, and we will see you Monday. Do you know what C-U-M spells? Can you say it into the camera?
C-U-M spells come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, and produced by David Warren.